Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, this. Check, check. Yeah. So call in, y'all. Don't talk in the chat. Make the phone call. Don't be afraid. Y'all call her son. Y'all call Sinella and shit. Y'all scared to call me. My shit too real for y'all to call in and talk, huh? Oh, y'all at work. Damn. Her son ain't at work. Her son, call in. Defend yourself. Defend your mother, man. She wasn't pimping you to Bambada. Just say it. You can't even say it. Like nigga said my mama pimped me to Bambada. That ain't true. See, like you saying you buried my mother in your bushes. That ain't true. I ain't got no problem saying that. That shit simple. The shit ain't true. You gonna fuck up your book. You fuck around and do that though. Because you ain't gonna be able to tell the story how your mama pimped you to Bambada. 631, peace, how you doing?
Yo, what up, bro?
Yo, what up, bro? Dollar.
What up, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I just wanted to call in real quick, show support, and, you know, just lay some quick facts. I ain't going to be long, son. I ain't going to be long. But at the end of the day, man, I just want to say to the people, because, you know, it's all good when it's fun in the chat and people make all these different comments, but I wanna take it a little bit off Hassan and focus on the victim from 2013. The people got to be aware that this victim that was reported in the press was reported on before Hassan came out, before Ron Savage came out, and it was reported in two separate locations by two different hip-hop figures. I'm not going to get all intricate. All of the information has been on this channel and spit out, but people got to do research. There's been a lot of mistakes made, you know, by different platforms, and I'm not going to stab at those brothers. Everybody has their emotions and reasons for why they've joined different aspects of the movement, but the focus should be on the victims, and mainly the 2013 victim who has yet to be located, as well as some other facts. Mainly the fact that Ron Savage did support the movement. He's also a victim. So I think in a lot of instances, people get caught in confusion because different platforms make statements that are not fact-founded in regards to the position of Israel Doctrine's platform. And I lend my support to the brother in the fact that he's kept this narrative straight. He's dealt with only the facts, different press releases, articles like Dave Wedge, and things of that nature. Though he may have his own personal gripes with Hassan, he hasn't really done a lot of bashing more than dealing with the facts. So people, let's focus on the victims. Let's remember that if all of these things that have been said in the press is true, Afrika Bambaataa is still free. Nobody has come to the table with any means at which to deal with this issue. And the community at large is pretty much under siege that death threats have been made. People have said they're going to use super chat money to kill different individuals based on their support of Carl and the movement for the boy. And it's not a game at the end of the day. I don't think that mind for Israel Doctrine represents certain topics and keep it straight to the point. Now, you know, I'm all for everybody feeling free to do their thing, but we gotta focus on the right points here. A lot of people have left the right points off the table. and dealt with a lot of other sub-issues, when the number one issue should be freeing the community of child molestation and pedophilia, pederasty, and freeing the youth from these different factions that would even use these type of topics. If a lot of this stuff may not be true, to even tap into the hearts and minds of the people and create these huge cash grabs. And people, be aware, fake news is definitely going to be on the chopping block. I think me and Ish about the many different laws that have changed at the top of 2018, mainly with regards to monetary gain based on fake news stories. And looking at this story, there's been a lot of different channels that have chimed in. People are making Super Chat money. People are making AdSense money. The Associated Press is involved with this. And people should really be aware that this is not a game. And I think that there's some big things coming down the pipe in regards to a lot of the blunders and the failures for the individuals who was involved with this initially to handle the situation. So that's it, man. I support the platform, but I just wanted to call in and say, people, focus on the 2013 victim. To my knowledge, of all of the victims, he was the one that fought back on the spot. And yes, right, people, he predates Hassan and Ron coming out, so don't get it confused. That's it.
All right, so we got another caller, 402. How you doing?
What's going on, man? What's going on? Dominic all the way out here in Nebraska.
Peace. Thanks for calling in, bro. You got something you want to say?
Yeah, man. I just, recently I've been watching the stuff that's been going on between, Sonetta, Poppy, you, and everybody else, names that he be throwing out, you know what I'm saying? And I've just been catching a whole lot of contradictions and a whole lot of schemes and a lot of the BS, dude, as far as Poppy's concerned, he always in a lot of the videos talking about how he ain't going to say nobody names no more. And every new video, he's bringing up these names and shit. And it seems like without these names, without this Bam Bada situation going on, he has nothing to talk about, really, like with of essence or, of quality. Like, you know what I'm saying? We talk about the street shit all day, but not everybody from the streets. Not everybody's a hood nigga or whatever you want to call it. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if that's his lane, he needs to stay in his lane. But his lane is not the whole road. You know what I'm saying? His lane is his lane where he needs to stay in. He's doing a lot of discredit towards Sonetta as far as the information that he's putting out, talking about people don't want to hear about this Kemet talk and African talk. But that's his lane. He's the information man. Never disregard the history and the things that we need to pull from the history to make ourselves better. And I think that when he's sitting here telling people, oh, ain't nobody trying to hear the Africa crap. Well, in your lane in the streets, ain't nobody might not be trying to hear that. But everybody in the streets ain't street. Like, you know what I'm saying? There's black brothers out there just trying to make a living, get by, that just live in the streets. Black people that can survive in the streets. Now, everybody is a street guy. Everybody's not from the hood that's just on this thing. Like, and he be on some... One minute he's glorifying the street shit, next minute he's shitting on it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But he can't pull the two. And if that's your lane, stand it. Don't be coming across the other side, making all these contradictions, playing the same game this white man's playing, shitting on our people and shit like that. And I give Sonetta a little bit of credit because I don't be hearing Sonetta. When people bring that shit up, he be trying to kind of dead it now. I give him a little credit for that. I respect where you're coming from, too, though, and why you doing what you do.
It's getting down to death threats and stuff. Appreciate the comment, bro. I got a couple more calls.
All right, for sure, bro.
All right. Peace. Let's not freeze up here. 347, you on deck.
Hello. Hi.
Peace, how you doing?
Hey there. God, I finally got you. First of all, I want to commend you. I want to say that I appreciate what you're doing. You're doing a good job. My God, you're hitting points, my brother. I too, was sucked into that junk that was going on with Hassan Campbell. And, I never got a chance to. I was about to. I'm not going to lie. I was about to go ahead and set up PayPal and do all this. And now I thank God that I didn't. After listening to you, I've been listening to you for a little over a month now. And after listening to all these points and stuff that you're hitting, my God, it's just, it's ridiculous. I just can't understand why other people don't see what's going on. You know, it's sad to know that this brother can go out there and push an agenda for his pockets. You know what I'm saying? It's all about for his pockets, because I'm going to tell you this. Not one person that he says has touched him will he reveal anything. He won't tell us nothing. The only thing we know is Bambaataa's name. He got the goods on Bambaataa, but he won't say nothing. And then what about these people in his family, the people that opened him up first before Bambaataa even touched him? What about them? He won't even say anything about them. So, you, man, come on. You gaming a lot of people, and that's the reason why I turned from Hassan, because I don't like what he doing. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, he clout chasing. He is clout chasing, and the facts are right here on Israel Doctrine and a couple of other sites as well. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
It's, well, it's bad. I don't. Yeah,
I appreciate
go ahead, Israel.
I appreciate the fact that you started listening. I'm trying to get more people to listen.
Me too. And me too. I had a radio station myself. It was Earlene's show, 2017 Wise Talk. Okay, but I ended up letting it go. I had it for a little over a year. But I ended up letting it go because of the views. It went backwards to forward. So, but anyway, I got a couple of books written too, Israel. That's what I wanted to talk to you about too. I think you're doing
hey.
A good job.
We need the link
huh?
then. We need the link. Hit me up at IsraelDoctrine@gmail.com and we'll talk.
Great. Good. Yes, indeed, my brother. Okay, look, keep up the good work now, all right? And look, and then mine is, I'm going to go ahead and hit you up. I forgot I'm on live. But keep up the good work. Man, my God, can't believe you. I even got my daughter listening to you. And we adding all this stuff up. This dude is a phony. He's a fraud. He's a fake. He need to be dealt with. But watch this. Most High going to get him. He going to bring him down. That big mouth of his, he going to be brought down. Watch. All you got to do is wait. But you keep doing what you doing, Israel Doctrine. Keep on, my brother. I got you 100%. All right? And I love you. Yes, love you. I'm going to set up that PayPal too, okay?
All right.
Take care
right,
now. I love you. I'm going to follow you. All right. Bye-bye. All
right. Have a good one. All right. So, people, the way this works, you do hit one when you come in if you want to speak. We got two people that hit one. We got a 917. They ain't hit one yet. I'm going to take these two up here. Okay, they just hit one, so they want to speak. 910, peace, how you doing?
What's up, R.D.?
What's up, man?
Man, shit, man. Doing this morning exercise, man, listening to you, man. A lot of people got their different aspects, how they look at this stuff. I mean, we done been over things over and over again. And I noticed controversial view of this whole situation that isn't pushed. So I'm going to focus on this controversial view of the situation. The boy.
Hey, brother. Give us the controversial situation. I'm going to give you a show. So therefore you won't, you know, bite up, you know, this little time that we got. So give us
that.
I'm going to bring you over and give you a show. You know, we talk so.
Right, the boy who stabbed Bambaataa. Why did he stab Bambaataa? Because he was not with that. He knew it was wrong. Everybody focusing in on this, that, yeah, focusing on Bambaataa, but where is the focus on teaching these adolescents and these youth not to fall for the glitz and the glamour? Don't sell your booty for something you think is valuable when it's not. That's what nobody's. I don't see none of these do. Even that fake ass Hassan. Why you ain't teaching this to the kids? If it's that important, because you know that's what you did. You know that's what you did. But that's all I want to say, man. I'm gonna start pushing that more often, man, because that's an important piece of this stuff that's missing. Yeah, we focus in on Bambaataa, but we need to focus in on these youth letting them know it's not worth it. Don't whore yourself out for this stuff. It's not worth it.
Most
all right,
definitely.
Man, I'm going to let you go. All right.
Peace, brother. Thanks for the call. We're going to do a show with that, brother. That's Brother Unseen. So, 651, peace.
How you doing, my brother? This is JoJo from St. Paul, Minnesota, long-time listener, first-time caller. I just want to say, bro, I'm a Hassan supporter to a certain extent, and I just want to say, bro, you opened my eyes to a whole lot of questions and a lot of gaps, and I just want to say I support you and keep up the good work, my brother.
I appreciate.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling and the comment. 917. You about to get it now.
Peace to the chat.
Peace, how you doing?
I'm good. You don't know who this is?
Yeah, I hear your voice. It's Peace. Ronald Savage, Beast Stinger.
You already know it. You know, I just tuned in, you know. I just came onto the YouTube and seen your show. Carl, I like to say publicly, you know, thank you for everything. But for all the people that's listening, for everybody that's listening, and I know we got people that want to record this, people that want to go back and forth to other chats, this and this and that. Carl, if I have time, I just want to break something down. Number one, thank you. I'm humbly thankful to God for giving me the strength for coming out and telling what happened to me when I was 15 years old by Afrika Bambaataa. I'm not going to let nobody bully me, harass me, slander me because I came out. From day one, this man has been slandering me, bullying me, intimidating me, Hassan Campbell, when I came out. If you've been following this, you know from day one, when I first came out and told my story, you know what I'm saying? I guess he had came out before or whatever and took the video down, I think the same day or 45 minutes later. I don't know because I had never seen it until all of this stuff came out. You know, he met with the council, as he says, I'm just reiterating his words. He met with the council. Bam said that he did whatever he did to him. You know what I'm saying? 100%. I know Bam did that to him. Okay. He forgave him and they went on as business as usual. When I came out, I meant coming out. I stayed coming out. I did it in a way because when I did my book for therapy, and I don't give a fuck if that man want to try to tell people this and that. I don't know that dude. All right, let's get that humbly clear to the people. I don't know him. All right, when I did my book, how the fuck somebody gonna tell me what I did my book for? I did my book because it was therapy for me. My therapist asked me to write down, you know, the things that I couldn't talk about. So I did that. So forgive Ronald Savage for getting therapy. You know what I'm saying? I did what I did for myself, and it happened to turn into a book. I told the therapist, oh, you know, like my life is like a book. So she was like, oh, well, write me a book. She was trying to get me to talk, to get things out. You know what I'm saying? So when I came out, that man has been slandering me from day one. Like he said, when I first came out, he wanted to bust my head to the white meat for coming out. What victim says that about another victim? I don't know none. You know what I'm saying? I came out on Star. I did it. When I was tweeting, because I was very upset, I just wanted someone to listen to me. I broke down. I broke down. And I just wanted someone to listen to me, to hear my cries. Star answered my calls from heaven. I did it so a way that nobody can have me take anything down because I meant coming out. You know what I'm saying? And I'm tired of him slandering me, harassing me. You know what I'm saying? Lying to the people. You know what I'm saying? Then when for number one, to all the people in the chat and for all the people who's going to re-listen to this, you want to know why I stopped talking? Y'all want to know why? Don't listen to a motherfucker that don't know me, who just want to put information out there because they want y'all to believe what he says. Hear it from Ronald Savage. I stopped talking and talking about Afrika Bambaataa, number one, because of Hassan Campbell. This is the first time y'all ever heard it. I stopped talking because of Hassan Campbell. I went to my therapist and I played two YouTube videos of Hassan Campbell to her, with him talking about he want to bust my head to the white meat, talking about I'm ugly, I'm this, I'm that. Y'all know what he was doing. My therapist said, leave this off of YouTube, because she wanted me to get better because I broke down. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't no participant, no willing participant. You know what I'm saying? I stopped that shit. When I got the courage to stop him from coming to my house, that shit stopped immediately. There was no going to Bam's house. I went to Bam's house one time. I did not go back. Bam was coming to my house, knocking on my door. And I was afraid not to answer my door because of what potentially could happen. But once Ronald Savage got the courage to not answer his door anymore as a young kid, I need to be applauded for that. You know what I'm saying? Stop listening to that man about Ronald Savage. He does not know me. He does not speak for me. I don't rock with him. Anytime someone says they want to bust a victim's head to the white meat, I don't rock with that. And this is a lesson. That's why I said this is a lesson to all victims. Stand by victims, don't come out. I've been victimized and continuing to be victimized just because I spoke up and he whatever. You know what I'm saying? Because they squashed their beef or whatever, squashed whatever it was. I don't know. I don't speak for him. I only can go by what he said. And just because I came out and they stopped talking about it, now I'm the bad guy. And number one, I heard that I don't have no friends and no one wants to speak to Ron Savage. People, if you believe that, you're a fool. No one wants to speak to Ron Savage and... People, if you believe that bullshit, you are a fool. I speak to my friends every day. I still have my friends. Just because I'm not on YouTube? Now, to answer that, he was saying, oh, Ron Savage is missing in action. Right. You know what I'm saying? To try to slander me, to be like, you know, it's all about him. I wasn't on YouTube because I didn't feel like going through the bullshit. But did I stop my community work? No. I just wasn't on YouTube. Now that I'm on YouTube, he can't say Ron Savage is missing in action. Now I'm all of this other stuff because he can't say I'm missing in action anymore. Why am I not missing in action anymore off of YouTube? Because of Hassan Campbell telling people I was missing in action. Sorry, y'all. I just had to get that out. Any questions, Carl?
Nah, man. All I can say is, as Dollar said earlier, to focus in on that boy. And you made the video that I keep playing and stuff. Could you tell people?
Yeah, and about that young gentleman. You know what I'm saying? My heart goes out to him. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened to him. You know, I will figure that he maybe would have wanted to come out, you know, with all of this attention. But then on the flip side to that, you see what's happening to me? He probably doesn't want that same thing. So as a victim, if this is the case that he's not speaking up because of that, I respect him. And I'm saying that publicly. If he chooses not to want to come out, because he can clearly see the attacks being made on me because I came out, he probably doesn't want that. Just like the other people who came out, they see the attacks on me. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into calling people's names and everything like that. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
and if another, hold on, let me finish. If another victim is not ready, how dare anyone else shout them out? Go ahead, Carl.
Star had an interview with Lisa Wells, and she came and spoke on your behalf and said you didn't take money from Mickey Benson, nor was on tour and stuff with him.
Okay.
How do
Okay. To the people, I've never ever took money from Afrika Bambaataa. That is another slanderous lie. Never took money from Afrika Bambaataa. I never was on tour with Mickey Benson. Ever. In my entire life. This is the shit I'm talking about. You know what I'm saying? Oh, he met with Bambaataa's lawyer. My lawyer has never ever met with Bambaataa's lawyer. I've never met with Bambaataa's lawyer. I've never taken money from Afrika Bambaataa. And you're hearing that from Ronald Savage, not from a person who does not know me or a person who's trying to slander me.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, speak on the Child Victims Act law.
Oh, okay. And then the Child, right. And then the Child Victim Act. You know, this man has offended a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? But I'm not even going to go there because this is a private conversation with us. Ronald Savage has never stepped away from the Child Victim Act. You know what I'm saying? For those who don't know, I'll give you a little history of the Child Victim Act. When I first came out about Afrika Bambaataa, you know, I was like, Dag, something needs to be done because, you know, I was older and I couldn't do anything about the Child Victim Act. And I'm like, Dag, the age limit needs to be longer. So I had a conversation with the reporter. The reporter who did the story, you know, that was his pet project. It was a project that the Daily News was doing, the Child Victim Act. You know what I'm saying? And then he had told me about the people. And he brought me to Albany to one of the meetings that they were having, and I got introduced to the people. And, you know, they were some great, wonderful people. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how I began, you know, to meet everyone. You know what I'm saying? The way this man wants you to believe, like, the Child Victim Act was all on Ronald Savage's head, I mean, shoulder. That's another lie. This was taking place 10 years before I even met these people. And it kept, you know, and the Senate just never brought it to the floor. You know what I'm saying? I speak to these people all the time. Just because I'm not on YouTube or in the paper talking about the Child Victim Act, you know what I'm saying? I did that when I first came out. You know what I'm saying? And I've tried to make different statements, but the reporter, you know, he just didn't take none of my statements. Not the reporter who started it, whose pet project it was, because he's not at the Daily News anymore. This is another reporter. Just never took my comments. But I didn't get offended to that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, because he's dealing with the people who are the actual real players to the Child Victim Act. You know what I'm saying? I'm just one individual, you know what I'm saying, who was fighting for what I believe in. Don't believe by 1 second that I'm this big team player. I'm this big guy who do. And then to say that the Child Victim Act did not pass because of Ronald Savage is a slap in the face. How dare he?
So
you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much fake news too. So let me see. What else he be trying to say that I can ask you something about? I don't even,
you know what I'm saying? And I don't, and the reason, you know, I try not to get involved with that. He say, she say, this whole shit is just, this is not who I am. I'm not into that trying to knock another black man down just to make myself seem bigger. I'm not into that. I don't believe in that shit. And neither should the people. Never, ever disrespect or try to knock another person down just to make yourself seem bigger. You don't have to do that. You can do that off your own merit. You know what I'm
great
saying?
Word.
And, and you know, I try not to make comments and this and this and that or say anything. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people told me, pay the whole thing no mind. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm much bigger than that. I have a lot going for it. I'm way bigger than that.
So,
you know what I'm saying? But it comes a point in time where you have to.
The movie Stung, have you came out with your documentary yet? Have it hit the public shelves? Is it available?
You know, we're still filming a little bit parts of the documentary. And you know, as soon as it's finished and ready to go, I'll definitely let you know. And another thing I just wanted to address real quick, if I have the time, my book, certain people will have you or want you to believe that this book is all about Afrika Bambaataa. That's a lie. People who bought my book, they know that my book, I think it's like 3 pages that speak about the abuse and that speaks about what Bam did to me. My book is 196 pages.
And when did you publish this book?
My 2014. My book is about Ronald Savage, about, you know what I'm saying, the happy times that I had, the bad times that I had, me being on tour, you know what I'm saying? You know, me on tour with Doug, me living in California with Dougie Fresh, tour, me in the music industry. That's what my book is about. And yes, it does speak about the abuse. I think it's like 3 pages. So to the people, if you believe what you've been told, you've been bamboozled. Because my book is not about no Africa, but all about Afrika Bambaataa. You know what I'm saying? I got beat up by this man about my book. Now he's talking about making a book.
Yeah, he wanna beat you. He fighting your movement. He said that. This is not even my fight. This is Beast Stinger's fight. So, you know, appreciate you bringing this fight to the public.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? And Carl, if I wasn't talking about the Child Victim Act, why does my Facebook have stuff about that on there? you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. So hey, man, hey. Just,
and I just want to apologize to the people about cursing and getting hyped, because that's really not my character. That's really not who I am. It's just when it gets to a point when you can't take the slander, the harassment, it gets to a point where it just takes you out of character. And a lot of people told me, don't let this man take you out of character. And I apologize to your platform, because that's not who I am. That's not who I want to be.
Let me ask you this. Do you feel like it's any danger to, for me playing your video, asking what happened to the boy and things of that nature? Have you received any type of feedback from anybody for the audio that I'll be playing and the video I'll be playing and stuff? Because, you know, we haven't over here, other people that, you know, a part of it. We have heard some stuff on the internet, but we haven't got any physical, you know, call or anything. But you being in New York City and everything, have you received any feedback for, you know, me playing that audio, what happened to that boy? You know, I hope they didn't kill him and all of that.
Absolutely not. The only feedback I get is from Hassan Campbell.
So that's pretty much it, you know.
I just want to make it clear, you know, like I said to the people, because I know I gotta go. You know what I'm saying? Don't believe none of this nonsense that Ronald has no friends and this and this and that, and the Zulu Nation doesn't talk to me. That's a bunch of lies. On that note, Carl, I'll give you back your platform. You know
well,
what I'm saying?
Say
I just want to thank. Yeah, I want to thank everyone for supporting me. You know what I'm saying? I humbly want to thank everyone. And you guys mean so much to me. You guys give me so much energy and encouragement. And like I say, positivity will always overshadow negativity. It's just so much that you can take that negativity and go far. When you do negativity, you're limiting yourself. Positivity is sky is the high.
All right, man. Well, go handle your business, man. I was surprised that you called in. I was surprised that you was listening to see that I opened up some phone lines. But
yeah, because I usually don't do that. I guess that was God once again.
All right. Well, appreciate, man.
All right, peace. Peace to the chat. Peace to call. Peace to the chat. I love each and every one of y'all. This is Ron Savage. God bless.
Peace, y'all. That was Ron Savage telling this story from his point of view, his perspective. 347, you still here. We got a couple minutes. You can,
Jay. Don't you fucking fight no more.
Sister. 347. I don't know.
That's me. Hello.
Yeah, you're the only one still here. We went into overtime, so you got the mic if you would like to say something.
All
we probably
right.
Got
okay, so I'm gonna take us on home, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So, you know, I just like to piggyback a little bit. At first, he did open up my eyes too, Ron. I seen a video on him when he was in Brooklyn with the kid that got shot out there. You know, I think he's like 15 or 16 years old. And I seen him out there with, I don't know if it was the Zulu Nation, some of the guys from the Zulu Nation. So that's something I would have loved to have asked Ron if he's still a part of the Zulu Nation. If so, if he is, then and isn't that kind of contradicting you know, his fight? Because if you're with, you know, you're still rolling with the people, you know, I know you got brothers and sisters and stuff like that or whatever from Zulu Nation, but still, if that's where your problem is, it looks like you will cut them people loose, period, and just go on and venture off to yourself, especially, you know, this in particular person. Okay, you cut him loose, but why still roll with other people, you know, and you saying that those were your family, you know? Those were part of that family who were doing all this child molestation and stuff like that. Why would you still be a part of that? I would love to have asked Ron that, you know? Okay, got you. I see it.
That's an interesting question. I think he still called some of them family, and he still messed with them because, you know, it's like kind of like KRS-One said, and people jumped on him about it. And, you know, mm-hmm. people probably was coming at me about this statement. But like he said, everybody know killers. Everybody know different people. Everybody
right.
know people that molest people and probably done been in jail for it. They probably didn't nobody went to jail. But, you know, it's a couple people riding around here that, you know, they went to jail for molesting children. Did they do it or not? I don't know. But they obviously went to jail for it, and they on that Megan list and everything. So we all know
right.
these type of people. Can we just ostracize them? Can we just do this or do that? You know, to each their own. My thing is repentance and turning away from those things and starting a new life. But when you have people, as Ron said and as he said, I think he in the chat answering your question, too. He said, I'm a former member.
Let me see. A couple of people answering said something about it. Yeah, I see it.
So, you know, it is what it is. It's kind of hard to separate yourself from things. Like, I'm going to start talking the Bible on this real doctrine a little bit more and show people that Jesus dealt with social issues. That's why he was
mm-hmm.
amongst the dealing with the issue of the people. They were social issues. When you're not dealing with social issues, then you're not really living the word of God. You're not
mm-hmm.
following Christ. He was a revolutionary. He changed the whole world by being a martyr. Ain't nobody trying to do that. So you know, I get mad at people that call themselves dealing with the Bible, but they don't want to be out here really talking about social issues. If it was more of them out there, as Ron say, you wouldn't have to be these motherfuckers and cursing all the time, because you would be able to have reasonable-minded people around where you can reason and talk and deal with social issues without dealing with the assholes of society. But that's what you deal with on YouTube, is the assholes of society, because the people that think they're sophisticated or, you know, the elitist and this and that, or got a good education and shit, they don't want to sit up here and talk about no social issues. They like, shit, I got a new car. I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, keep my AC fuel up and stuff. They chasing more money to take care of them big-ass mansions and different shit that they live in. Not trying to deal with no social issues. They trying to pay them bills and stay the hell out of being a common person in society. They done left up after
somebody
the hood.
Somebody just said, too, Carl, that they heard him on somewhere last night, and he defended BAM 100%. They said he was up there defending BAM on some kind of, what was it, Ma? I forget who this was. She just said he was talking, and he defended BAM 100%. So we're going to have a lot of wishy-washy talking back and forth and stuff like that. But bottom line is, like what you said, bottom line is all you got to do is put these pieces together and listen to, like, with the stuff you're doing. You get in there and you debunk it. You get down into it. You play the video, you stop it, and you talk about, you elaborate on certain things. Then you hit those points on what he said. You even got receipts, you know what I'm talking about, on stuff he said long ago. See, that's where he going to slip up at. Now I'm talking about Hassan. He going to slip up, and he's already doing it. He's going to slip up big time, though. You know what I believe? And I left this in your in one of your in your inboxes. I said, and I truly believe this, that one of these days, I think this is what he's gearing up for. And a lot of other people believe that he's gearing up for something else, but I believe he is gearing up, not for shooting and not for taking people out. But I believe he's going to start some junk, and it's going to hit worldwide. I believe this is what he wants. And it's going to grab a national attention. And he's going to run and hide. And he's going to have his followers fighting for him. That's what he's going to do, because it's clear as day. He ain't no killer. If anybody can look at that man and see killer instincts in him, even the way he talk, he all about clout. That's what he is. That's all he's about. That ain't no killer. And just like you said, when he went down there looking for Sonetta early that morning, come on. Who be out there early morning? His response